And so I'm turning this morning to the Gospel of John chapter 8 and verse 12. To the Gospel of John chapter 8 and verse 12. And we have these words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And we're thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ as the light of the world, as he calls himself. Now, it is one of those statements we usually call the I am statements of the Lord Jesus Christ, where the Lord Jesus Christ compares himself with various things very familiar with people. And this is extremely helpful because the Lord Jesus Christ is God. He came down from heaven as a Savior. He came down, took our nature, and was born like any one of us. But he, nevertheless, was Almighty God, equal with the Father, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that triune God. And so, how shall we know him? How can we understand him, and who he is, and why he's come? How can we appreciate these things? And so, in great kindness, what the Lord Jesus Christ did in his teaching was to compare himself with various things, very common, very obvious to people, so that as we thought about them, we can have some idea of who he is and what he's come to do. So the Lord called himself the light of the world. And he said this a few more times, my dear friends, because it shows how the Lord Jesus Christ, I wanted us to think of him very much this way. There's one more I will read later, but I'll read you one more, one right now, from John chapter 12, verse 46. You may not want to turn it. I will read that to you. So John chapter 12, verse 46. I am come a light in the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. See, I am come a light in the world, the Lord Jesus Christ telling us this also. He spoke this word, the Bible tells us, in the temple treasury, where the offerings and other things were kept when the Lord Jesus Christ was teaching. It was shortly after the Feast of Tabernacles, a feast that reminded the people of Israel of the times they traveled in the wilderness living in tents. And the people were celebrating, and the Lord told them to celebrate this every year. And this will be the Lord Jesus' last, because right after this, in fact, just a few days later, the Lord Jesus Christ will go to the cross of Calvary to die. And so these are very precious words, of course. All his words are. And so, friends, let's reflect upon that again. I am the light of the world. Now, right at the outset, something should so encourage us. This is something that is frightening in that, at the same time encouraging. I am the light of the world. Implies that this world is darkness, isn't it? Why would he speak of himself as light if the world is a light place already? Except that the world is a dark place. And that should really speak to us. And warn us, especially if I'm a young person thinking about life. Think of the Lord Jesus Christ in this way. So what I want us to do is to begin by contrasting the two, light and darkness. Hopefully, it will let us appreciate them well. And then I'll be dwelling on the Lord Jesus Christ calling himself, I am the light of the world. So first I would want to contemplate a little on the two, light and darkness. Now the first thing you would know, that in the Bible, when the Bible speaks of darkness, it is always a reference to sin. Darkness is a picture of sin, of secrecy, of shamefulness, Anything that is shameful, the Bible wants to use the word darkness. Things of secrecy and then sin itself. That is darkness. That's what fills the world, my dear friends. Everybody has a secret. It's one of the things the Bible tells us. Until the Lord Jesus Christ saves us. Light, on the other hand, represents clarity, deliverance from sin, purity, noble lifestyle. That's what light represents in the Bible. It speaks about sincerity and genuineness. Darkness in the Bible speaks about ignorance, that we do not know. It's quite interesting, my dear friends, that the world, and we are happy for that, the world will go on and discover all kinds of things, and our knowledge of our environment and perhaps of ourselves physically may grow, and so much may be known. But the Bible says we would always miss the fundamental meaning of life that is discovered only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's darkness, there's so much ignorance. When the Apostle Paul was preaching one time, he went to one of the most popular universities of the times, the university, if you like, of Athens, where there was a higher learning, Athens. And he went to the very center of the philosophers. And that's why, he didn't go there himself, some people invited him. When they heard him preaching on the open, then they invited him to that place. And the Lord Jesus Christ, I beg your pardon, Apostle Paul went. And then in that place, when the Apostle Paul was speaking, the people began to say, what is he talking about? They were so unfamiliar. It seemed so strange to them. So that they could not just take in anything at all. Meanwhile, there were people that were so confident, they knew so much. My dear friends, darkness shows ignorance about man's real meaning and purpose. Light means knowledge, discernment, appreciation, spiritual appreciation, of course. Esum ejna homa boni eni bibia edismusma. Ehai ejna homa bibia eda edipete eni bibia eyeno kware ensmusma. Esi esum ejna homa se minim shi. And Apostle Paul speaks that very much in Ephesians chapter 4. He speaks about the ignorance that is in their minds, in their hearts, because of sin. And so it is. And hi, etchesa fide ni mwa de. Afimi tumi ati, emrenyomasi ati, abrebompoasi. And so it is, my dear friends. Darkness in the Bible speaks of prison and slavery. Now light speaks about freedom and liberty. And this is quite striking, my dear friends. Because you see, sometimes when people are living away from the Lord and are living for themselves, they want to describe themselves as free. Oh, let me have my freedom, they say. And by that freedom they mean, let me do what I want. Let me carry out whatever I desire to do. But interestingly, the Bible rather calls that slavery. Because in Romans chapter 6, Apostle Paul explains in a very beautiful way. In Romans chapter 6, Apostle Paul says that everybody is a slave and a servant at the same time. You are a slave to one principle and a servant to you are a servant to one principle and a slave to another. And it depends on who you are a slave to or free to. If I'm a slave to sin, I'm free from righteousness. If I'm slave to righteousness, I'm free from sin. And so somebody simply says, well, let me have my freedom. Well, he really doesn't know what he's talking about. Because you have to really ask yourself, whom do I want to be free from? From God and his rule, or to be free from sin and its rule? Darkness means I'm a slave to sin. And I'm under its government and power. And light means I've been set free from that. I'm now free from sin. And I'm now a servant of the Lord. And I live under him. Esum etchese miye akwa. Ne han chese miye mi fahudie. Ne ye kase si ase. En ne nipipi agyons omuta akese. Ome minye mi fahudie. And so Bible church said, obia omi ase. We are aqua. No, we are dishes of agricronoa. A couple whom ewo nyankopon nim se weye akwa ema ewrade weye dishe ema me kadishim pa mama no anyanyam kakra em se free mo ba kan dishe ma jimi ho ana ma demi ho ana so me kan se ne be se dishe because dishe na mama yes kakra anyway so se me akwa mo bonia ekse se ma jimi ho ifi nyankopon che ni nyankopon ni hwiye na semiya kwa ma nyankopon dia na kyesa ma jimi ho ifi bon nche nte obi aye no mu baako nte ni okacha no ho se mama me nye free ne pese bi se so kyache dia nkra it sounds the one to me nye free kra we so be free ube nya ube de ho ifi bon ho ana so be de ho ifi nyankopon ho ni enu mu baako but it's so much se Me akwa, me akwa mabani. Light means that I am set free. I am now in communion with God and I have this understanding. Darkness means sorrow and grief and pain. And this because of my own foolishness. Darkness means need, knowing, disturbing, need, spiritual need. Light means contentment, satisfaction, and rejoicing, pleasure. You know what the Apostle Paul said? The contentment is not natural to human beings. We are grasping and grabbing creatures. We are always murmuring and complaining. And we will ever remain so. We will always be so. Contentment is a work of God. It's God who gives it. It's a blessing of light. When I come into the light of Christ, He bestows that. I will explain a little more about that shortly. And so darkness means I am that person, that sorrowful condition, always discontented and feeling a need that would always crush me, a need that does not seem to be ever resolved. Shall never be resolved. As soon as she says me near, me war a war. Then some me war near dear papa pebia. And to me, I'm quite a kind chasse me near. I feel dear my son should say, "Radia to Christo, mama, come on, to me." Darkness, the Bible says, means sleep, and so unaware of your environment, so things take you by surprise. Darkness means that I am not even aware of what is happening around me. And that's what you see many young persons are, isn't it? If you are not a Christian, if you are not a child of God, and the Lord has not made you such that you are influenced by what the Bible says, there's so many things you do not know are dangers around you. Oh, dear friends. I remember years ago, I have an elder brother whose son was coming from school. And this little boy, probably just about 5 or so at the time. And as he was coming, he was getting close to the house, and I was ascending. He was close to the house. And then on the way, he saw a scorpion. It was big enough. It was crawling in his in a kind of a dugout, and the little boy jumped into the fence and said, a crab, I think it's going to catch it. Well, fortunately for the boy, his father saw him and shouted and said, no, this is not a crab. Run away. Ignorant of what is around me. And so it is. If somebody isn't in the light of Christ, he doesn't even see what is dangerous. Friends, look, one of the things that we need to tell people today, and we feel obliged as preachers, why is it that people don't warn people that abundance of material things does not only provide for our needs, it comes along with so many traps too. Why nobody warns anybody? Because people don't see it. Or people may see it's what abundance brings us to enjoy. But nobody says that the Bible teaches. The Lord Jesus Christ said it. Apostle Paul said it. It said several times in the book of Proverbs and Old Testament that abundance of material things will be thankful for them. Also come along with snares and traps that we easily fall in. so that we easily fall into them oftener than we realize. I'm asleep if I'm in the darkness. Esum etre se nye mada. Made in timin dia koso min chenkra. Etre se dia eye muso mpo. Min timin huse eye muso. Dia beye hao numpo. Min hunu se eye hawa. And so it is. Like today. This is perhaps a universal thing now. Nobody will ever dare say that it is a bad thing that we have mobile phones with us. Who dare say that? Oh, life is far, far easier. And so many things could be done easier with their aid. Isn't that so? But who wouldn't also say that it has drawn sin far more closer? Has it not? Mobile phones and cheap money and buying. I remember as a young person, if I wanted to go and watch something, where I was living in a whole stretch of about 3 or so kilometers of street, and over the houses there were only about 3 televisions. I can remember 3 televisions in the whole place. And in some of these big houses there, if you wanted to watch television, it's only on Sundays you can go there. The rest of the day you dare not go there because they'll be busy, they'll be going to work and things like that. You go there on Sunday around 7. There was a particular program called Skippy. And then follow that with Sofodazi. Some of you may have heard that. Yes. And so there are only 3 places there. And if you wanted to go there, well, you have 2 rules to keep first before you go there, because when you go to that man's house, he will usually have a large living room about a quarter of this place, and you have the television there, black and white, not colored. You will have it there, and someone will be at the door. He will check whether you've washed out before coming. And then, if for some other reason you don't smell, and you let you in, if your feet is clean, you let you come in, you sit down quietly. When the program is finished, you simply go home. Only 3 televisions. If you wanted something more, you have to walk to what do they call that, those places where they have these films on the walls. You have to really walk several kilometers. So you see, if you wanted to go and watch something nasty, there were nasty things that were shown in those days too. If you wanted to go and watch something nasty, you have to travel before you get there. Today, if you want to watch something nasty, it's just in your pocket, isn't it? Sin has come closer. My point is this. If in the dark, you don't even see the danger. All you see is a benefit. When you want to catch the fish, all that the fish sees is the food. He doesn't see what else follows. Oh, my dear friends, darkness is like that. You are not aware of what is around you. The things that will take you away from the Lord, the things that will hurt your soul and ruin you, you're not aware. As soon as she said, "Minindiye koswa minche," inte ye niyo mebiyo di mi huani se ayem fasuma mi ebe boami sa ni unhuani no.
And when I home, and nothing, and sign a walk over, because over corner, we be in a corner. Now, and your whole family, my own, my own coin side, your corner, continent on the ashe, kakra, your poem, no one in the poem. That's all person we should be come. You say, be a Tuesday and a Wednesday, we be a, the cap kept cost near 4 top yard. I will shriek a crave. So, Nante, in fact, so Nante, Mr. Hako, so be bro, total, kakra. So when Antifi here ko ansana wako tiasika na wako inside akoshe nimnyameka ni se enne asamre ni so ne ni omeni biye omuchre wo TV ni so enye so mko ukoshe no mofta no film sa yeda sabasa bitu ni akoshe pa ensu no se wo pesa wako jisa utusa akwa ino ansa enne wo pesa wo shibi biya enye nche wo funso eshe woboto bit me actually to say she said a phony and fasodia she said yodi bonia benya. Oh my dear friend, I really don't want to dwell on this that much because it's quite depressing, isn't it? Darkness represents the dominion of Satan. Darkness means Satan rules and governs that person in that darkness. Satan is the master and is the ruler. It doesn't mean you are possessed with a demon. It doesn't mean that. But it means that he has a powerful influence on you. And he will so influence your thoughts, your decisions, and your interests. And so that he will cut you off from God. Remember, please don't forget this. We are anxious that people understand. Satan's greatest aim is not necessarily to destroy your children or your take away your money and things like this. Satan really doesn't care at all. His chief aim is to make me an enemy of God. And whatever will be the means, if God should permit him, he's not sovereign, so he must be permitted by God. And because we've sold ourselves to him, he often has his way with us. God is giving us away because we have rebelled against God, cut ourselves off from God. Satan is not sovereign, he can't do everything he wants. But bear this in mind, my dear friends, if Satan should have his way, he wouldn't care whether to give you plenty or little. Whether to give you many children or none. If any of them will make you to despise God, he will do it. Any of them. So he doesn't care. His apostle Paul says that he is an advantage taker. He tells the churches that let us be careful that Satan does not take advantage. Satan watches to take advantage because he really is a clever creature. Though he doesn't have omnipotence. And so darkness means the rule of Satan. Light means Christ's rule. And that brings us to our text, isn't it, again? Look at John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I am the light of the world. So, my dear friends, if I have not come to the Lord Jesus Christ, can you not see the darkness you're living in? These miserable conditions we've spoken about describes you. Oh, dear friends, are you a child of darkness, not ruled by Christ? Are you a child of secrecy, of sin, of spiritual ignorance, of dominion of Satan? Of unawareness of what is around you. Are you that kind of person? Oh, dear friends, darkness. You are a child of darkness. But the happy news is this, it is possible for all that to change. The Lord Jesus Christ is able to make me a child of light. That's what he promises in the verse. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me. I am the light of the world. Light of the world. This is what it means. I only am the light of the world. Friends, I'll have to let you read something here. Yes, we have time to do that. Let me read you something. If you can't turn to, don't worry. I hope I'll read clearly. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Listen to this. And I'll try and explain it because it's a very beautiful passage. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. And I'll try and explain a few points here because they are very, very profitable. According to Foma, it's 3 and 9. Let me share in Chichemo, and I could do in Siano. And he's speaking about those who are not believers because he calls them lost in verse 3. Can you see there? And I'm from verse 4. In whom, that's in these people who are lost, in whom the God of this world, which is Satan, has blinded the minds of them, which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Those who do not believe, if you've not turned to the Savior now, there's the God who rules you, Satan who rules your heart,
make sure you never see properly. You never understand how the Lord brings us to ourselves and how He brings us to spiritual life. Darkness rules you. You are spiritually blind. You don't understand life. You don't understand God's purposes. And so that's what it says. But look at something interesting. I would have jumped verse 5 to 6. Because 6 is my emphasis actually. But there's something important in verse 5 just to draw attention to. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Why is the Apostle Paul saying this? Because he will quickly speak about the Lord Jesus Christ very soon. In verse 6, and from verse 5, he was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6 is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. But in between, he speaks about they themselves as preachers, and to warn people by saying, we don't preach ourselves. Of course, what he said already implies that already. But why does he have to say it specifically, categorically, like that? Because, my dear friends, do you know? And it is very important. Now, even our times show their relevance. And the apostle is very careful to say, we ourselves, even though we are apostles, do not have the power to set people free from their darkness. We don't. It's not us. It's not in us. It is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are only servants. We only point people to the Savior. We only point people to Christ. Friends, we say this because, you see, there's always a human tendency for servants, when they're becoming more useful, to begin to think that they are so the ones who really matter. And these days, I'm sure you know, that you have preachers all around that really are engaged in a kind of a personal opinion promotion. They promote their own opinions. They have their own ideas about life. And they want to spread it around. They have the ideas about how people should live. And they think they are smart enough. They want to just tell people. They are clever speakers. Now, Apostle Paul says, no, we shy away from all that. We never preach about ourselves. Nothing of us. And what I do and what I don't do. What I like and what I don't like. And the way I draw and live my life. And so that's how people must live their life. None of these nonsense. Because Apostle Paul means this. None of this would do anybody any good. Dear friends, none of them would do anybody good. Unless they are brought to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, I'm spending time on this so that people know. You need to be shown the Lord Jesus Christ. Only He can bless your soul. Only He can deal kindly with you. It would be so foolish, in fact wicked, if I drew attention to myself and to draw attention to something that we, perhaps, as a church, can do for you, or perhaps an individual they can do for you. Don't be so foolish, even wicked, to do that. It is our business to be like servant pointing people to the Savior, because truly, that is, it is only He that can help and bless and deal kindly with you. Let me cut this here, say, Apostle Paul, say,
No, o two or one in noon. No, o cassation coffers or no bea in siano. On the said, or any new maybe no bea in ye be. A radio secret has sent to sir, emwa obia cra. A son said, only obia in frisum emma came with a radio secret on qua, not me, sir. It a possible pump to me, cassa, yen kayon yen huasem, ne radio secret. Oh, my dear friend, this is so important to remember. Would you not desire to know the Lord for yourself? To come to the Lord. When the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the light, He wanted all to come to you. Remember, John the Baptist came, and when people went to Him, He told them, I am not the one. I am not the one. The one that is to come is
is the one I'm pointing. I'm only a pointer. Oh, friends, I just want to encourage you if I can, that my dear friend, if you don't know your Bible at all, and you are new to things about Christianity, I've tried to show you one verse here. Hold it in your mind and say, if I meet anybody, if I go anywhere, and all they are talking about is somebody's experience, somebody's whatever, somebody's whatever, and they're not showing me how I may find the Lord Jesus Christ, they are liars. They are not servants of the Lord. Because servants of the Lord are pointers. If somebody calls you, come for impartation. And that impartation will spring from his own 5, 10 fingers. You say, well, I see it clearly. This is not a servant of the Lord, because if there should be an impartation, it is the Lord who grants them. When I go to him personally, when I go to him as a sinner and long to be delivered from my darkness, you see, you have something to help you. And so it's so important. I'm sorry to have spent so much time here. But look at verse 6. Because I'll go back to my text. Our time is rushing on. Verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God shines in our hearts so that he would dispel the darkness from there. The same God who commanded light to shine when he was creating the world, the same God has thrown a light into our hearts, to shine in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory. So what is light? The light Christ gives is that knowledge of the glory of God. That knowledge of God's being, who he is, his majesty and power, his mercy and pardoning grace, God's dealings with the God who deals with needy souls. And thus we see that in the face of Jesus Christ. We know this when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and see what he's done for needy sinners. And see what he's done when he went to the cross of Calvary to purchase the forgiveness of sins for needy sinners. Why the Lord Jesus Christ says that I am the light of the world. I only am the light of the world. It's because only he went to the cross of Calvary. Why is it only he can bless? Why is it that only he can deal kindly with us? Because only he has gone to the cross of Calvary to bear the penalty of sin for needy sinners like us. He suffered in our place. If I'm one of those who repent and seek him, and he let the Father put upon him the punishment of sin that was due unto us, so that we may go free and be received of the Lord. There must be the light of Christ that shine in our hearts. It is the work of God. He must shine in our hearts. Friends, I come back to our text as I begin to close. Now, so come with me again to John chapter 8 and verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. I only am the light of the world. The Savior meant, he that followeth me, he that followeth me. How shall this light be mine? Because there's a promise that follows. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I must be willing to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I must be willing to say, I'm no longer going to be my own boss. I'm going to recognize him, bow the knee to him as my Lord and my all. Osinia odimechino onanti esumubio esemiye kradise medinechi. Of course, he went ahead of me and bore the penalty for sin on Calvary's cross. Only the menim no hunu amendiwo emim asendiwa so emma anybody for sin. And so we come to him, my dear friends. We come to the Savior, trusting. We yield our lives to him. We acknowledge the fact that we've lived in darkness, friends. And we are amazed at the darkness we've lived in. Yehusedi atina sumu, nemanu eteti, and kasa iradima atina sumu. Sam ringina, and as I long to come to him, I come to him as the one who bore that penalty for sin. You know that mysterious darkness that came upon the Lord Jesus Christ when he was hanging on the cross of Calvary. Well, that was surely mysterious. We cannot fully fathom why it came. But it gives us some picture. Because that darkness came within a few hours and then it passed over. Why? At least one of the things stands out. The Savior entered into a moment of darkness on the cross of Calvary. He had to bear the shame and all the miserable things that were our portion, and all the sins we have committed if we are one of those who would trust him. And the Savior had to bear it there. The Father putting upon him the punishment that was due unto him, and he gladly bore it because he knew that's what will bring us from our darkness. And the Savior now invites us to come to follow him. You come to him with your sin, with a sense of your darkness, and you ask him to have mercy upon you. You must mean it. Darkness means insincerity. If I don't want to be sincere and merely pretend and merely learn the language rather than genuinely repent of sin, it means I still love my darkness. I still don't want to shun the darkness. My dear friends, come. The Lord is the Lord of light. Desire to follow him. Friends, I really have to begin to close. You know why you need to follow him? If you follow me, dear friends, think of it. We normally think we are very clever people. But my dear friends, we do not know about what lies ahead. Do we know? Do we know what lies ahead? In India, we in him. Obeying him. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I will be the leader. If you will follow me, I will be the leader and your guide through life. Because when you come to him and repent of sin, yield your life to him, the Lord will give you his Holy Spirit to dwell in your heart. His Holy Spirit will grant you understanding of his word. And that word will guide your steps. And he will give you the grace of prayer. You'll be a praying person. You wouldn't believe yourself anymore. You will no longer be a self-confident person. You'll rather put your trust in the Lord and call upon him often to help and guide you. And he will do so and guide you through life. And he will be your help through it all to the very end. If you follow me, so we'll be the mature. But yes, the Christ says, me and Kasa, we'll be riding chain. That's all sense on whom my brother for born in chill. What person do if you sum a back time? What person ye ni chidinya? A radi bejo, a bohu bonny, not the womb concrobet now. Nothing so more scientia senua, obetina semua sinka cranka cran. Nothing not some dan de one no more idiabrebum. Now we me a bomb pie so ye or ya do me a bomb pie and cassa yen cassa de or me and more park of source of moody and grown. And said wolf chibang and copo and cassa a bomb pie bomb. Now be who say radi, a do be diabrebum cacranca crassia. Oh, my dear friend, he that followeth me shall have the light of life. Your whole life will have light on the way. There may seem to be darkness out there. By the time you get there, light will pour from the Lord. and there will be clarity as to what to do. When you don't know what to do at all, there's that special blessing we experience. We call that the overruling of the Lord. The Lord Himself overrule your circumstances many, many times. It's a sweet thing to talk about. Say, would you have Bobby be asked the wound in your one year? Young Copon and Cosabis and him walk quiet when in the crowd at Danny Danny, when I'm on, sir. Oh, friends, to come to Him, turn to Him. Ask Him to have mercy upon you. Let's